You know, as we celebrate moms on Mother's Day, we are mindful and we try to be sensitive to those who have a difficult time on Mother's Day. Maybe those who wanted to be a mom and could not have children. We try to empathize and try to be there for you. Those who may have lost their mom, maybe this was way back when or maybe even recently. Mother's Day can be a difficult day. Perhaps those moms who have lost children in death in this world, I can only imagine how difficult that must be. Or those who may not have had a good mom, and we're up here talking about, you know, my mom did this and my mom did that, and good moms, and you're saying, my mom was a terrible mom. You know, my mom did this and my mom did that. Again, I encourage you, I understand that, I totally get that not every mom was a good mom, not every mom was a Christian mom, but for what you can thank the Lord for your mom, or even to her if she's still living, at least try to come up with some reason to thank your mom if you can. So we empathize with you, and we're here for you as a church and as a pastor if we can help you in any way. But also on this day, you know, it provides us the opportunity to thank God for our moms. Thank God for our moms. And I really think that God likes to see a smile on our face. Really, I do. And I think today, hopefully, I've got several things here I thought I'd read to you just for because it's Mother's Day and they're kind of funny. So would you listen and smile and laugh and pretend like they're really good jokes, okay? I thought this was pretty good. What famous mothers might have said. What famous mothers might have said. Mona Lisa's mother. After all that money your father and I spent on braces, Mona, that's the biggest smile you can give us? Humpty Dumpty's mother. Humpty, if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times not to sit on that wall, but would you listen to me? No. Columbus's mother. I don't care what you discovered, Columbus, you still could have written. Michelangelo's mother. Mike, can't you paint on walls like other children? Do you have any idea how hard it is to get that stuff off the ceiling? Napoleon's mother. All right, Napoleon, if you aren't hiding your report card inside your jacket, then take your hand out of there and prove it. Abraham Lincoln's mother. What's with the stovepipe hat, Abe? Can't you just wear a ball cap like all the other kids? Batman's mother. It's a nice car, Bruce, but do you realize how much the insurance is going to be? Albert Einstein's mother. I like this one. But Albert, it's your senior picture. Can't you do something about your hair? Styling gel, mousse, or something? Superman's mother. Clark, your father and I have discussed it, and we've decided you can have your own telephone line. Now, will you quit spending so much time in all those phone booths? And finally, Thomas Edison's mother. Of course I'm proud that you invented the electric light bulb, Thomas. Now, turn off that light and get to bed. I thought this was pretty good. Things that mom would never say. How on earth can you see the TV sitting so far back? Or she would never say, yeah, I used to skip school a lot too. Or just leave all the lights on. It makes the house look cheery. I like shirt. Yeah, it's good for another week. You'll never hear mom say, go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to feed and walk him every day. Well, if Timmy's mom says it's okay, that's good enough for me. I like this one. The curfew is just a general time to shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison around here. And you'll not hear mom say, I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve. And your mom probably won't say, don't bother wearing a jacket. The windshield is bound to improve. And lastly, what some things my mother taught me. First of all, she taught me logic. Logic. Because I said so. That's why. Or if you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. That's very logical, don't you think? She taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. mother taught me about religion. You better pray that that'll come out of the carpet. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. She taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. She taught me the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. Some of these you got to think about just a little bit. She taught me contortionism. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? She taught me stamina. You'll sit there till all that spinach is finished. She taught me about the weather. It looks as if a tornado swept through your room. She taught me about hypocrisy. If I've told you once, I've told you a million times, don't exaggerate. Envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have a wonderful parent like me. She taught me about medicine. If you don't stop crossing your I's, they're going to freeze that way. She taught me to think ahead. If you don't pass your spelling test, you'll never get a good job. She taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. She taught me about becoming an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. She taught me about genetics. You are just like your father. She taught me about roots. Do you think you were born in a barn? She taught me about the wisdom of age. When you get to be my age, you will understand. She taught me anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. She taught me justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Then you'll see what it's like. Hopefully you could smile and maybe chuckle a little bit at these observations. And I sincerely hope that everybody here, that's a mom, has a good Mother's Day. And that's the title for the message today, a good Mother's Day. A good Mother's Day. Point number one, a good Mother's Day starts with a good God who gave us moms. A good Mother's Day, number one, starts with a God, a good God who gives us moms. Several places in the book of Psalms, you know, God is described as a good God. You know, there's nothing bad or evil or shady in our God. His very nature is good. Everything about our God is good. You say, where in Scripture does it say that? Well, I'm glad you asked. There are several places in Psalms, in the Psalms that is, in Psalm 34 and verse 8. Let me read that to you. It'll pop up on the monitor, good Lord willing. The psalmist writes, this is the psalm of David, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. You say, what's it talking about, O taste and see? If you want to try God, guess what? You will not be disappointed. You'll find out that God is good all the time. Everything about God. And one of the things I've learned here recently, it seemed like I say this quite a bit, God didn't have to be that kind of God. God did not have to be a good God. Now, what if we ended up getting a bad God, or an evil God, or a vindictive God, or a vengeful God? Now, God is a good God through and through. Now, he's full of justice, and he's full of love. He's a perfect balance of grace and truth. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5, tells us that our God is good. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Listen, it says, Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Notice what it says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. You know, one of the reasons I can get up and sing in church is because God is good. And one reason that I can testify at church at times and say, you know what, God did this for me, and God did that for me. You know why I can do that? Because God is good. And you know why we can celebrate days like Mother's Day? Because God is good, and He gave us that blessing of moms. There's other verses, Psalm 107. I'll hit them real quick. Psalm 107. The one thing about this church, when it rains, you almost have to outshout. You know, I said I can outshout any child, but I'm not sure I can outshout the rain. Psalm 107, verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever." You drop down to verse 8 of that same chapter. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." It says in verse 9, "For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." You know, the Bible tells me that God by His very nature is good, but He didn't keep all that goodness to Himself. He blesses us with goodness. That's what Scripture says, right? In that verse 8, the Lord would, men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His wonderful works for the children of men. Psalm 119, verse 68. Notice what it says. Psalm 119, verse 68. It says, "Thou art good and doest good. Teach me Thy statutes." Psalm 145 and verse 9. Psalm 145 and verse 9. Notice what it says. It says, "The Lord is good to all." Do you know even the worst rotten rascal sinner in this world, God is good to him? Who is it that brings the sun up every day? Who is it that gives us air to breathe? Who is it that gives us the things, the food that we eat? Ultimately, it's God. So God is good to all. And I thank God for that. It says, "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." Why does God do what He does? Because of His tender mercies and because God is good. Now in the New Testament, I want to share one more verse under this point. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, notice this. A good Mother's Day starts with a good God who gave us moms. But notice what it says in James chapter 1 verse 17. You hear this verse a fair amount because it's so powerful. Listen, it says every good gift. So what good gift do you think might be excluded? None of them. It says every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Who is that? Our Heavenly Father, right? And it says, "With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Can I tell you that every good thing that you could name, if you brought out a sheet of paper and started writing down everything that you have that's good in life, I think it would amaze you how many things are on that list. And can I tell you that every single one of them is because of God? Every single one of them comes from our God. Man, that ought to make us be able to jump up and click our heels together for the Lord. Ought to excite our hearts. You know, our God is so good. Even His very nature is good without anything bad in His nature. And He's used that goodness to bless us in so many good ways and good things. And can I say He's blessed us in so many ways, few greater than a mom. You know, it's great to praise mom on this special day and all the time for her, all the time that we have with her. But ultimately, the praise for mom really belongs to the Lord. Have you ever, at a birthday, had gifts? And you say, "No, I've never had a gift." Well, how about coal at Christmas? You know, whenever you have a present there, a lot of times there's a gift tag on it. It says to and from, right? Just think about this. Think about your life and all the good gifts. And just think of them all wrapped up in nice paper and bows. Every single one of them says your name under the to. And every single good thing you have, every single good gift you have, it says, from God. Wow. A good good Mother's Day starts with a good God who gave us moms. Number two, a good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. A good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. You know, there's several things. If you want to be classified by God as a good mom, you know, there's a few very non-negotiables here. You know, first of all, what can a good mom do? Support dad. You say, huh? You may have heard it said before that the best thing, I've heard it said to men, the best thing you can do for your family, husband, is to love your wife. And you know, you can turn that around a little bit. You know, I think our primary responsibilities as men in our families to our wives is to love them. But you know what I think their biggest role in the family unit is? Support their husband. Support their husband. And I know some says, well, if he'd love me the way he should, I'd support him. And then the husband say, yeah, well, if she supported me the way she should, I'd love her more. You know, but we have our own responsibility. But you know, a good Mother's Day is enhanced with moms who have supported their husbands. That's a good thing. It's a very biblical thing. In Ephesians chapter 5, if you have your Bibles or if you want to look at the monitor, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. A good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. First of all, by supporting dad. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 through 24. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Look at verse 33. He summarizes what he's been saying. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, men, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. You see, it's important. A good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. And part of that doing right is supporting dad. Supporting dad. Secondly, it's serving the Lord. It's serving the Lord. Now, where does service with the Lord begin? By trusting the Lord as Savior, right? Being saved. But you know, there's very tangible ways that a good mom can serve the Lord. Turn to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Listen to these verses, all right? Titus chapter 2. We're under the point a good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. Part of doing right is supporting dad. Part of doing right is serving the Lord. Notice, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Paul is writing to Titus as pastor of the church. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women what? To be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You see, it says a lot about the women that are here today and the moms that are here today. Serving the Lord involves several things. Did you notice what it says here? It says in verse 2, it talks about aged men, but it says sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. Then it says the aged women likewise. So they need to fit those requirements also. And believe me, I'm not going to tell you whether you're an aged woman or not. That's not my responsibility, and I value my life too much. It says that the aged men, now it says likewise women. So what is the responsibility if you want to serve God? First of all, be sober or serious about your walk with God. Be grave. That means be reverent before God. Be temperate or self-controlled in your walk with God. Be sound in faith. Don't be one of these blowing back and forth. I mean, you get yourself planted in a local church. You get yourself planted in the Word of God. You get yourself firm and have the foundation of the Word of God in your life. It says in charity, in patience. You need to live a life of charity and love for others, being patient with others. And then it goes on specifically, aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness, being different, being set apart, not false accusers, not tattletelling and saying all things that you shouldn't, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Why? So that you can teach the young women to also be serious about God, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be discreet, to be chaste or pure. Keepers at home, good. Keepers at home, do you notice that? Keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed, that is. You see, a good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right, supporting dad, serving the Lord. She also sets a godly example. Notice a couple things in this passage, which I don't have a whole lot of time to spend on, but look at verse 3. There's implications that a good mom sets a good example before others. Notice it says in verse 3, it says, behavior as becometh holiness. So you know, moms, if you're a mom here today or a lady in general or really any of us, our testimony ought to be a holy testimony to the people around us. People should be able to look at our lives and say, now there's something different about that person because we're serving the Lord. We are servants and we are serving the Lord. What else in that passage kind of implies that we set a good example? Verse 5. It says at the very last of that verse that the word of God be not blasphemed. In other words, if we're a good example, people say, hey, God is good. Look how God is working in the life of that mother, in the life of that person. But if not, it's like, wow, if they're a Christian, I don't want to be one. Things like that. You see, it's important, for example, a good Mother's Day, first of all, starts with a good God who gave us moms. Secondly, is enhanced by a good mom who does right, including supporting dad, serving the Lord, setting a godly example. And guess what? A good mom who's doing right also shares the Lord with their children. Shares the Lord with their children. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Look at this passage. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And you know, I know specifically it does not say moms, but I know that a whole lot of teaching happens between mom and child. You remember those days? Of course, we homeschooled, so there was even more teaching in our home. But a whole lot of the teaching about God comes from mom. Now, dad should be living it. He should be teaching it. But mom should too. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. There's only one Lord, only one true God, and it's the God of the Bible. And it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, with all thy might. Isn't that good? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? And every mom, every person here that knows Jesus ought to love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might. But listen, it says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. So what words will we be saying by principle that applies to today? The words of the Word of God should be in our heart. And what should we do with those words in our heart? Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So basically, what are you supposed to do with this love of God in your heart? You're supposed to teach it to your children. Diligently, all the time. And it says when you rise up, when you lay down, when you're sitting in your house. I mean, what a responsibility. What a blessing. What else? It says in verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Should be ever present, reminding yourself, I need to serve God. And thou shalt write them on the posts of thy house and on thy gates. You know, I'm thankful that a good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom. Whether you had one or whether you are one, is enhanced by a good mom who does right, by supporting dad, serving the Lord, setting a godly example, and sharing the Lord with their children. Can I tell you that there's no perfect moms here today? Man, this is your opportunity. You just said, amen to that, preacher. There's no perfect moms here, nor was your mom. Even though memories fade, your mom wasn't perfect. Your grandma wasn't perfect. Your great-grandma, your great-great-grandma, if you knew, none of those were perfect. But moms here today should do their best before God. Do their best before God to do what is right before the Lord. And if you had that kind of mom that did that to you, who taught you about the Lord, what a blessing that is. A mom who supported dad, a mom who served the Lord faithfully, a mom who set a godly example, a mom who shared the Lord with you, what a blessing. But mom, let me ask you, if you're here today, are you doing right before God? Are you doing right before God? You know, do y'all remember Gumby? Y'all remember Gumby? Now, the cartoons were a little bit before my time, I believe, because I don't remember the cartoons, but I do remember that cool guy called Gumby. And if you get one, you know, they're green and you can flex and you can, you know, that's probably a pretty good description of motherhood, isn't it? You got to be flexible. You agree with that? You have to be flexible to be a good mom. But even more importantly, a good mom must be flexible before God. And say, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to be? A good Mother's Day, first of all, starts with a good God who gave us mom. Secondly, a good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. And lastly, a good Mother's Day is capped off by a good blessing of praise from dad and kids. That's kind of a long one, so I'll read that again. A good Mother's Day is capped off by a good blessing of praise from dad and kids. Proverbs 31. We're not going to spend a lot of time here, but in Proverbs 31, you'll find out from verse 1 that this is a proverb that talks about a virtuous woman. It says in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And it goes on to describe this virtuous woman that really no woman can really live up to, but it's the standard, right? It's what you're supposed to shoot for. So don't read that chapter and say, I'm a failure. Oh. But there's a lot in there. But what I really wanted to point out to you in this description of a virtuous woman or a good mom, listen to what it says in verse 27. She looketh well, talking about the virtuous woman, to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Stays busy, provides for her household. Notice this, though. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Wow. Her husband also. And what's he do? And he praises her. Wow. What a blessing. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, notice this, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You know, a good Mother's Day is capped off by a good blessing of praise from dad and from the kids. I mean, to me, I don't think there's anything more special. And you might be sitting there and say, well, I tried to be a good mom, but by golly, my kids haven't said one word of praise toward me. Well, give them some time. Maybe they'll figure out that you were a better mom than they thought you were. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are just not very thoughtful. Y'all agree with me on that? But if you have had the blessing of having your husband, ladies, tell you, you're a good mom. You've done a good job. And maybe spell out a few things that have been done well. And even, I believe, almost more than that, when your kids say things like, you're a good mom. I thank you for what you did for me. You helped me with this. And I know, as Brittany sang that song, putting the Band-Aids on and encouraging. When you hear that, isn't that a special blessing? When your kids or your grandkids or your great-grandkids perhaps say, you know what? You're a good Grammy. You're a good grandma. What a blessing that is. You know, I was thinking about this. I'm almost finished. I'm about ready to land this plane. You know, if I had three gems, G-E-M-S, gems, I'm probably not saying that right, but I don't say many things correctly. But if I had three gems before me that were the same size, I had a ruby, I had an emerald, and I had a diamond, and I could choose whichever one I wanted, guess which one do you think I'd choose? A diamond. A whole lot more valuable. And to me, in my way of thinking, to hear one of your children in particular, your husband secondarily say, you were a good mom. Thank you for what you did for me. That's special, don't you think? Today we've talked about a good Mother's Day. First of all, starts with a good God who gave us moms. So my challenge for you today, on this Mother's Day, would you give the highest and the ultimate praise and thanks to God? Really? Would you just thank God that you had a mom who at least brought you into the world? If she did not do one other thing right, at least she allowed you to come into the world. And if you were blessed with a good mom, would you ultimately thank God? Because every good thing comes from our good God. And believe me, as I think about my mom was a good mom. Not perfect, but a good mom. And I'm so thankful for her. She taught me about Jesus, took me to church. Is a big reason, I'm sure, why I'm in ministry today, serving the Lord, was because of the example and what my mom did for me. And one thing about my mom, a lot of things went wrong in life, but she just kept on doing what she knew to do was right. She didn't blame God. She didn't say, well, why, God, you let this happen? How come? She just kept on serving God, and I'm thankful for that. Again, not perfect, but she was still like the Energizer Bunny and faithful. A good Mother's Day starts with a good God that gave us moms. Secondly, a good Mother's Day is enhanced by a good mom who does right. So if you're a mom here today, please do your best to live right with God. Please do your best. There's a lot of eyes that are watching you. And I know that a big number of you, your children aren't home anymore. They don't live in your home. But guess what? You're around these little things that you can spoil and send home. I don't know anything about it, but I hear it's pretty good. You're around those little munchkins called grandkids or great-grandkids. And they're watching you. They really are. So regardless of what example they may be seeing from others, will you be the best example that you could be before these little munchkins? So that someday they can look back, oh, I remember Grandma and Grandpa, they took me to church. I remember Grandma and Grandpa, they were serious about God. I remember Grandma and Grandpa teaching me about Jesus, teaching me those Bible stories. Wouldn't that be a good testimony? Wouldn't that be a good blessing? And if you had a mom who lived right with God and set a good example, I'd encourage you to be grateful to God for her and to her. And lastly, our last point, a good Mother's Day is capped off by a good blessing of praise from dad and kids. If you've been so blessed as to have your husband and or your kids praise you for being a good mom, I just soak in that for a minute, would you? Just soak in that and say, man, this is good. What a blessing from God. For your kids to get enough years on them to say, you know what? You were a good mom. You were a good mom. I'd simply thank the Lord for that awesome blessing. If you would bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment. A good Mother's Day starts with a good God who gives us moms, is enhanced by a good mom who does right, and is capped off by a good blessing of praise from dad and kids. Let me ask you today, moms or anyone else that may be here today, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Boy, that's key. That really is key to being a good mom or grandma or great-grandma. That's key, is trusting Jesus. That's where the ball starts, if you will. Now, not that you weren't a good mom in your way, but it was such a blessing after you trust the Lord and have His help and His strength, and He gives you the ability to teach your little ones about Jesus, even if your little ones aren't little ones anymore. It's important that you nail down whether you're saved or not. If you're not, as we sing a song here in a little bit, I'm going to be down front somewhere. Would you come forward and say, "Preacher, I want to know that I'm saved. I want to know that I'm on my way to heaven." But secondly, if you're here today and you're a mom in particular and you say, "Yeah, I'm saved." Well, let me ask you, are you living right before God? You know, He doesn't make us puppets or robots. He gives us a choice. But are you choosing to live right before God? Most likely, there's still people that are watching you. And even if you're not a mom, there's probably still people watching you. Maybe that you can mentor and be a step-in mom, if you will, for them. But are you living right before God? If not, when are you going to start? Wouldn't today be a good day to do that? I'd encourage you. If you just want to come to the altar and say, "God, help me to be a better mom. I've tried, but help me to be a better mom." I'd encourage you to do that. Come to the altar. Don't worry about what anybody says. Come before God. Humble yourself. I know I could be a better dad. But if God is speaking to your heart, would you respond? Dear God, we commit this invitation to you today. I pray, Lord, that you'll just take control of it. And Lord, that those whose hearts you're speaking to who need to be saved, that they'll come forward and say, "Preacher, I want to be saved. I want to know I'm on my way to heaven." And Lord, if there's any here today that say, "You know what, I try to be a good mom, and I think I'm a pretty good mom, but I need to step it up a bit." Lord, give them the boldness to be able to step out and come to the altar and simply say, "God, help me. Help me, Lord, to be a better mom." Or any dads, say, "Lord, help me to be a better dad." May we listen to you. In Jesus' name we pray.